Lesson 14. There were once two people traveling on a train, a scientist and a poet. They had never met before, so naturally there wasn't much conversation between the two. The poet was minding his own business, enjoying the passing scenery. The scientist was very tense, trying to think of things he didn't know so he could try to figure them out. Finally, the scientist was so bored that he said to the poet, "Hey, do you want to play a game?" The poet, being content with what he was doing, ignored him and continued looking out the window, humming quietly to himself. This got the scientist mad, who irritably asked again, "Hey you, do you want to play a game? I'll ask you a question, and if you get it wrong, you give me $5. Then you ask me a question, and if I can't answer it, I'll give you $5. The poet thought about this for a moment, but he decided against it, seeing that the scientist was a very bright man. He politely turned down the scientist's offer. The scientist, who by this time was quite angry, tried a final time. "Look, I'll ask you a question, and if you can't answer it, you give me $5. Then you ask me a question, and if I can't answer it, I'll give you $50. Now the poet was not that smart academically, but he wasn't totally stupid. He accepted the offer. "Okay," the scientist said. "What is the exact distance between the Earth and the Moon?" The poet, not knowing the answer, didn't stop to think about the scientist's question. He gave a $5 bill to the scientist. The scientist happily accepted the bill and promptly said, "Okay, now it's your turn." The poet thought about this for a few minutes, then asked, "All right, what goes up a mountain on three legs but comes down on four?" The bright look quickly disappeared from the scientist's face. He thought about this for a long time, using his scratch pad and computer. After about an hour of this, the scientist finally gave up. He unwillingly handed the poet a $50 bill. The poet accepted it graciously, turning back to the window. "Wait," the scientist shouted, "you can't do this to me. What's the answer?" The poet looked at the scientist and calmly put a $5 bill into his hands.